Hello, pistoleros. Welcome back to my podcast. Here I am to give you a little bit of my thoughts and to entertain you a little bit. So come on, let me entertain you. Yes, that's what I'm going to do in the next minutes. Today, you know, in my episode 2, my topic will be... Well, it will be something related to many of us, guys who like to travel to other countries, especially, let's say, the so-called third world countries, like Latin America, Eastern Europe, Southeastern Asia, just to find these attractive women who you cannot find back home, right? But well, today the topic of my podcast is exactly, I will give you 5 reasons why traveling looking for women or traveling to get laid is a big mistake. So, and without further ado, let's go for the first reason. The first reason, it's actually quite obvious, yeah, I would say. Basically, when you go for these trips, and I'm taking into consideration that you go for short trips, no? For instance, can be some weekend break, some short breaks, some holidays, maybe 1 week, 10 days, the usual holidays, let's call it. So when you are doing it, you are spending money. You are losing money very easily. And let me tell you why. Because, for instance, when you are in a certain place for more than 1 month, or when you leave a place, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, whatever, you rent an apartment for the whole month, you take care of your groceries, you go to the local store, to the supermarket, and basically you have your costs controlled. You know exactly what you spend, and basically you spend much less. On the other hand, if you take some holidays like this, the first thing you'll notice is that you'll spend a lot of money in the accommodation, being Airbnb, booking, or whatever, how you will book your apartment or your hotel, you'll spend a lot. Nah. It's very easy, even in Eastern Europe, to spend perhaps 30 euros per day. That makes 300 euros in 10 days. Maybe you can get a better deal for 250, but even so, it's already something in the first place. Nah? You're already spending some money. And then, of course, you are not going there to go to the local store and to stay at home. No? You are going to, maybe and most likely, to eat outside, to go to restaurants, to have some party. So you'll spend a lot of money. Take that into account. And how do I know that? Well, because I have been spending lots of money. Especially during my 20s, but also I would say after being 30, when I was 30, 31, I kept doing these short trips, and it's basically a waste of money. I would say that with a flight, with the accommodation, going out, with food, you'll spend just for a weekend, 3 days, 4 days, you'll spend maybe 400, 500 euros. And that's being very, that's not being generous, because I'm just considering you are cutting and really controlling your costs. The same applies if you are going to meet a girl, because I suppose if you are going to meet a girl from any of these countries, Eastern Europe, Latin America, whatever, she most likely will not pay anything, or she will expect you to pay. So take also that into consideration. Even if you have the luck to stay at her place, which is something, of course, you can try to do. Never forget that you'll waste a lot of money going out with her because you will not stay at home unless she's an infomaniac, which is good, would be good. But she will want to leave the house, go somewhere, take you to a fancy restaurant. And of course, the one who pays in the end is you. So, yes, this is my first point. The second point in the talking about going out, it's especially if you're not meeting a girl. If you are meeting a girl, still you have more or less things planned. You'll stay with her also some time at home. Even so, you'll spend money. But if you go alone or if you go with friends, you'll have one thing in your mind, which is to get laid. And or at least, well, to meet different women, new women, whatever. And to get laid, or for you to have the possibility to in a short period of time, you basically have to go out. So you'll focus all your ships in night game, so going out. Well, first of all, needless to say that you'll spend even more money, no? Because going out has never been cheap and is getting more and more expensive. The clubs, the bars, the cocktails, whatever, you name it. It's expensive. So, of course, you can choose a little bit an alternative nightlife, more hipster style, some rock bars, some alternative bars, student bars. You can do it. But, I mean, traveling somewhere to then be among students and girls below 6 or maybe 6.5 maximum. I don't know. It's your choice, but I wouldn't say you would do that. So, you will spend money going out. Nah? Then, going out, you will intoxicate yourself. Basically, you take some hundreds of miles to go somewhere, you spend money on the airplane, the accommodation, and then you go out and fuck really yourself up. I used to do that a lot, not only when I was traveling, but also when I was in my base city. Fortunately, I don't do that anymore because, well, after being 30, you start thinking about life more seriously. But even so, you will intoxicate yourself. That means, among many things, that your liver will not be satisfied, but more important, that you will not enjoy the city during the day. So let's say you fly out on a Friday and you want to come back on a Monday. Friday and Saturday go out until 5, 6 a.m. in the morning. That means that the whole Saturday and Sunday are gone. Nah? So you'll go out when the sun is already going down. You will not enjoy the day. You'll be with a headache eventually. And you'll just be like a zombie walking around the city. If you feel that's a good experience, I don't think it is, but just another detail of what happens when you focus on going out when traveling. Nah? And just to finish the second point, and I think more important regarding our topic, it's that most of the attractive girls do not go out anymore. These days, these girls are so tired, so bored of going out and having endless supply of thirsty guys throwing at them that they just prefer to stay home or to go to private parties, as we know, special events. Or at least they will stick to their phones and have their beta fans hitting on them. So they will stay at home. Even so, the few ones who go out, they will not give a fuck about you. Yes, they just go out, especially in clubs. I'm getting more and more a club hater lately these years, but clubs are the worst place to meet women. Unless, well, you are in a summer destination, but that's a different scenario, or you are in a city like New York or Barcelona, but in a normal city, it's a waste. And girls just go there to have the attention drawn at them, to have the guys looking at them, eating on them, and then in the end to go home with the club owner or the DJ. That's what happens in 99% of the times. I know you can tell you are, or you can tell me you are a big alpha male, you can attract girls instantly, whatever. I don't buy that bullshit. 90% of the times you will go home empty-handed, intoxicated, and with less money. Going to point number three, which is related to point number two, is that first you'll forget about the whole experience. I suppose you are traveling in the first place, and traveling is taken as something which is good, which will make you a better person, or at least you will have some insight on yourself, you'll meet new people. So this experience of traveling itself, it's totally gone if you just go to meet women to a new place, or to a place we have been already just to meet women, and especially if you focus on night game. So you'll forget the whole experience. The experience of just being somewhere different, somewhere new, where you know you can meet others or have other new experience, and basically you'll waste that up. Also not enjoying the moment, because when you only focus on the results, and this applies, I can tell you, this applies to everything in life, especially guys like us who focus a lot on self-development and stuff like this. We know that life is not easy, far from that, and I believe most of the times you have to understand that the most important and to be successful or at least satisfied with our lives is to focus on the, not on the results, but on the experience, on the path, and on the process, let's say. That's the word I was missing, on the process. And when you focus on the result, which is the only thing you can focus if you go just for a short period of time somewhere, most likely this result will not be fulfilled. And of course, you'll be frustrated. It's something like, it's a little bit like betting, in a sport, in football, in basketball, whatever. So you just lose. And that's the most likely scenario. You lose, you are just focusing on the result, forgetting about the moment that you are there on that city and not, well, that you could be banging some girl. And in the end, I mean, you'll forget why you are there in the first place, which is traveling. Now, traveling was the reason of being there. Moving to point number four, it's a little bit a truism, it's a little bit obvious, but time will play against you. I mean, you'll be traveling or you'll be doing something, you'll embrace an activity to be fighting against time, which is quite counterintuitive if you think that maybe you have a job, maybe you are stressed during the whole week and then you just want to relax and you go somewhere to again fight against time. So time will be totally against you because you are there for a short period of time, even if you are there for a week or for 10 days or even 2 weeks. If you focus a lot on getting women and on getting laid, you'll just be rushing. One of the things guys or successful guys have, especially among women, is that they never rush. They are patient, but I mean, they are not patient in the sense of, I will get this girl eventually. No, they are patient because they have nothing to run after. They have things thrown at them. They have girls coming to them, and that's why they don't need to rush. And if you go for a short period of time somewhere, you will be rushing, for sure. So, and as I said before, this is not 99 anymore. So that means that if you go to Eastern Europe, Latin America, Southeast Asia can be a little bit different, but it's not my type of women. In any case, the rest, girls will not be impressed with you anymore. They have so many options nowadays with Instagram, with social media, whatever, and with Ryanair and so on, that being a foreigner in Eastern Europe, it's a little bit, okay, you are another one. nothing new here. So don't think that you'll just rock and roll during a weekend, you'll have plenty of bangs just because you are foreign and you are there. No, you'll probably have many rejections, maybe more than the ones you have at home, because you will have, or you will have more hope, and of course more disappointments, and you'll be fighting against time. And last point, point number five, supposing you have listened to my first podcast episode, basically if you travel somewhere for a short period of time, you'll be a total stranger. You'll be a total stranger in that city. That means no acquaintances, no friends, no good contacts, no networking, nothing. We all know what that means to hot girls. That means you are nothing. You're basically a piece of shit who has no value, even if you have some. But girls will perceive you as another guy, another thirsty guy looking for easy pussy, who will not have it, basically. I mean, I've talked about this in the last podcast. You can listen to it. But as a reminder, you know how girls, or you should know how girls, prioritize social circle as their main option to find a valuable man. This social acceptance, etc., which you will not have if you are someone new in a city, especially for a short period of time. Of course, you can be new and then develop some friendships, some acquaintances, and meet some important or influential people. But if you are just there for a weekend or a week, forget it. No? Even if you do your homework, let's say if you pipeline girls and set up the dates in advance, through Tinder, if you set up your location in the city you are going to, Tinder, Facebook, Instagram, Mamba, whatever, you name it, you still be a stranger with no local value. Even if some girls go out with you and you have a pleasant date with them, in their subconscious mind they will see you as a guy with not so much value. Of course, there are exceptions. Can be some Ukrainian girl or something who thinks that you can be a good option for her to leave the country. And of course, you have more money than anyone she knows. Well, if she's attractive, maybe not, because she knows some influential guys. But okay, you can be tricked in thinking like this. So basically, you'll be a valueless person there, and I don't need to tell you how difficult that will be. You will be just wasting your time. Maybe you have a couple of dates and you think that you were successful, but in the end the results were the same, and most likely you'll never talk to this girl again, unless she wants something from you, which is maybe to sponsor her or something. I'm not being negative here, I'm just being a little bit realistic. And don't get me wrong, but I don't think this would ever work with an attractive girl being in Colombia, Russia, Belarus, you name it. You would need to live there. I already talked about that in my last podcast. But even so, these are my five reasons why traveling just because of women, just to get like, is a big mistake. It's a big mistake. But you know, I'm a guy who, of course, talks about these things, the negative things which exist, but always try to give you some solutions. So in this case, I have basically two very easy solutions. Of course, you don't need to be a genius to guess them. And the first one is stop traveling looking for pussy. Instead, live in a city or do something which you truly enjoy, especially regarding the city. If you are in a city just because of your job or just because of your family, but you don't enjoy the city, it does not provide you so many options. Just think about moving. Move to a city which really matches your interests. If you like a big city which never stops, maybe you can consider going to New York, to Berlin, to London, maybe some more, I don't know, if you like the Spanish culture, maybe you want to move to Madrid or to Barcelona or maybe you want to go to some big city in Latin America, like Lima or São Paulo, I don't know. But focus on the city you live in and not in the cities you can travel to bang women, because it's much more fruitful to be there, to live in your, to be in your home city, and to gain girls there, because you never have the pressure of time, you waste less money, and you'll build value somehow, you'll meet new people, and you'll be somehow influential if you work towards that. No? The second solution I can give you is that, of course, it's difficult if you have a job, but just move to one of these cities, or if you have a job, travel to one of these cities at least for 1 month. I already talked about that in one of my past articles, which was called the End of the Easy Bank, and it was written already almost 2 years ago, and it still quite makes totally sense, perhaps even more. But it's the second option you can have. Like, if you have a job, to grab all your holidays together and move to a city for at least 1 month. If you are lucky enough, or if you are strong, or if you have worked hard enough to have your own business or to be location independent, then you can move to a city like this for 3 months, 6 months, try a new city, develop new friendships, meet new people, and basically be a guy who earns his own value and is not rushing or is not fighting against time to bang women. Hope to see you next time. Hope you've liked this podcast, and hope you keep loading the pistol. Bye.